Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf in Practice. I want to begin firstly by apologizing. I know it's been a while since I uploaded, but it's great to be back here. These Dafim and Maseches Yuma are fantastic, but it does make it hard sometimes to find a Daf in Practice, something that's relevant to Halacha L'maisa. So in today's Daf, in the bottom of Daf Nun Amin Aleph, the Rashi tells us, based on the conversation the Gemara is talking about, the Gemara says, Rashi says all the way at the bottom, last two lines of the Rashi, that Vade lo ikre kal. The Gemara is talking about how Sheva Levi and Sheva Kuna is not called a kal. It has to do with bringing a carbon parhel mechatas. If a carbon, if a certain kal, if the Shevet makes a mistake and they end up doing an Avera, so you have to bring a special carbon on the behalf. But Sheva Kuna, Sheva Levi is not called a kal. Rashi explains because Kohanim Vade lav ikru kal, ela osan shenatnu nachla. Only those who have a nachla, who have a portion in Eretz Yisrael, are considered a kal, and only they are the ones who are able to participate in a parlam tzibur if that were to happen. So what's the relevance? What's halacha l'maisa? So there's a sugya in Brachos Daf Chaf and Beis. Gemara is talking about whether or not women are obligated in benching or not benching, and the Gemara explains that the Rashi says, what would the havamina be that women would be exempt from benching? So Rashi says, because d'chsiv al ha'aretz ha'tova asher nasan lach, v'aretz lo nidna l'nekevos u'leschalik, because since Eretz Yisrael was not given, it was not divided to the women, and that's an essential part of benching, women would therefore be putter from benching on a deraisa level. So to that explanation, Tosos has the following question. He says, v'tema, kohanim v'levim nami tibai shere lo na'lu chelik baretz. If that's the case, so Kohanim Levim also did not have property, like we just saw in Rashi in Yuma here. They had no chelik baretz. So you're going to say that Kohanim Levim are only chayv on a derabanan level? Is that really the case? Vim Kain, if they're only chayv on a derabanan level, asks Tosos, lo yotziu acherim yidei chavasim bebirkas hamazah. A Kohen or a Levi cannot be motzi someone else they're benching because their chiv is only derabanan, while everybody else's chiv is a deraisa. So Tosos explains differently why women are exempt from benching, because brischa shechazamte bivsarenu val tuascha shilmaratanu, women have no brismila, women are not chayv in limud haTorah. But within the world of Rashi, so Rashi says that since women don't have chelik baretz, so shouldn't that then dictate that Kohanim Levim are also pater from benching on a deraisa level? So in fact, the Shilti Giburim writes in the back of the Maseches Brachos, he does say that they're only chayv derabanan. Since Kohanim Levim have no chayik bar, it's only chayim midir banan. And that's a very, very hard thing to explain. But the Magen Avraham writes on Shulchan Aruch that no, of course Kohanim and Levim are chayiv to bench on a deraisa level, and they in fact do get a chayik bar, they get the Ari Miklat. The Ari Miklat, the Ari Migrash, the 48 cities that are given out to the Levim and Kohanim to live in, that's considered their chayik bar, and therefore, according to Rashi, they would be chayiv on a deraisa.